There's a word in our language, it's called disaster. Do you know what it means? The origin, the etymology of disaster? It means to dis, D-I-S, associate from the astral, A-S-T-R. That's the origin of it, dis-astral. Disassociate from the astral. The astral is the plane, the dimension that I'm calling thought. Emerson said, you become what you think about all day long. You are the sum total of your thoughts. Whatever you think, therefore it shall be. Someone said, do not be conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed of it. Thought and visualization are the same thing. It's practice in the astral plane. If you want to learn how to hit a backhand in tennis in the physical dimension that you are, the 1% of you that is physical, you go out there and you hit 1,000 a day, you hit 1,000 a day, and if you hit 1,000 backhands a day for a year, you're going to be able to hit a backhand without thinking about it. It's going to be automatic and you're going to be good at it, and that's called practice. Thoughts, visualization, are practice in the formless dimension. And the more you practice those thoughts, you will act eventually upon whatever thoughts you have. And it's why I tell people who are trying to lose weight, don't try to lose weight, because lose is a negative. Whenever you fight something, you're always weaker. Every time you fight something, you're weaker. You don't want to be a fighter of anything. You want to be a flower, if you will. You want to understand that when you're fighting something, it owns you, and you're always weaker for the result. In order to be the weight that you want to be, you have to see yourself looking the way you want to look. And you get that picture in your mind, and you store it away, and you get that picture, and you have it there. And you see yourself looking that way. And before long, you will act on that picture.